This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. My first guest in the second hour is the man who put together one of the most popular groups in the 21st century, and that's Nathan Morris from Boys to Men. I got to tell you something, these individuals are terrific, and actually, Nathan has a little sideline that we're going to be talking about. Then formerly with the group Yes, then he went on to be a solo artist. He did the soundtracks for many great movies. Trevor Rabin will be here with a new song that he has out, opera superstar Renee Fleming, and in our lifestyle segment, Jason Tartick with some serious information about finances. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sorry,
and we are back live nationwide, all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi Today. And that is the music of one of the hottest groups ever out there, Boys to Men. And joining us right now is a gentleman who not only started the group, but now started a little bit of an extra sideline. His new show, Hit Properties, will air on HGTV Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time and will run each Friday. Joining us right now is Nathan Morris. Hi, Nathan. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Before I do anything, I have to tell you that a very close friend of my family wanted me to ask you a question. Do you still like ramen noodles flavored Pringles?
Actually, that's one. Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. One, the other guy in my group, he loves those ramen. He loves those Pringle flavored ramen noodles.
My son Scott told me to ask you that question. Scott said, gee.
Yeah, man.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the show for a second, all right? Now, here you are. Yeah. Huge singing sensation with a very successful group, and now you're going into transforming homes. What made you get into this?
Yeah, I've been interested in real estate for a while, and I've been invested in some real estate with some partners of mine for quite some time. And in my free time, you know, I do, you know, design and construction stuff on my own that I've always enjoyed doing over the years. And, you know, this is just an opportunity for us to bring both of those ideas together. And we just wind up taking out some cameras and filming it and seeing how it went.
Now, do you actually do some of the grunt work, Nathan?
Oh, yeah, I'm in it. I'm deep in the trenches. I got my saws and I got my,
really?
Yeah, I'm in it.
Wow. And tell us about this home in Orlando, because that's, as I mentioned earlier, where we do our show from. This is a 8,200 square foot home that you transferred into a magnificent estate.
Yes, it was a rundown property that, you know, was sitting for quite a while. We got a really, really good deal on it. And I mean, it was interesting to us that it was sitting on the golf course for so long and no one went in to rehab it. But we jumped on it and we went in and redid every single room in the house from, you know, the roof down to every paver and pool and every bathroom and kitchen and everything. And we redid the whole property pretty much.
Out of curiosity, Nathan, would that have been the Metro West golf course?
That was the Lake Nona golf course.
Oh, Lake Nona. Okay, because there's one on the Metro West golf course that I should give you the address because it needs your help. There's no doubt about it. Now, when you do this, you have to overcome a lot of things. I mean, plumbing leaks, new landscaping, wildlife, even hurricanes. Is it troubling to do this? And if you put so much into it, are you at some point afraid that you may not get it out?
I mean, there are chances that that can happen. One of the things that was lucrative for us was, again, it was on a golf course. It's a desirable location, no matter what the time of year is, especially in Florida, that, you know, though it could take a little bit longer than most because of the price tag, you know, golf courses are desirable locations. And if you can create, if you can redo a home with, you know, a reasonable budget for what people can afford in that area, then you plan to do well. It's one of those properties that if you bought it and just did nothing with it, you'd make a profit. Now, if you went in and redid some of it, you'd be risking that profit at the eve of being able to get a bigger profit.
Now, on the show, do you address properties that aren't multi-million-dollar locations? I mean, would you take, you know, a couple $100,000 home and transform it, or is it strictly the higher end?
Well, we like the higher end because there's so much flexibility in the things that you can do.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with the smaller properties. I think that it really all depends on the style of the home itself. I think in our show, we want to make sure that when you see a transformation, that you see a dramatic transformation, no matter what the size of the home is. Sometimes, you know, you have those homes where you do a transformation and you say, hey, what did they really do? They just changed the countertop. But
right.
You can't give the view, you can't give that image of completely transforming it to the TV viewer, then the size doesn't really matter.
Do you tackle one house each show, or is it a continuation? I come back next week and, you know, finish this house.
Well, the way we're doing it right now with these size houses, we have to tackle one at a time because there's just so many assets to the house. If we were to shrink down our square footage and maybe do a house that's like 2,000 or maybe 3,000 square feet, you know, it's something that, you know, we could probably do in an episode. But we like the idea of doing it over time because it gives the viewer a chance to come back and be a part of the, it's almost like they walk through the project with us. If you do it in one episode, it's just so fast that sometimes people tend to even forget styling ideas that you did because it's just one episode.
Now, you don't do houses that are already owned by people and you go in and remodel them like some of the shows that are on the DIY network. You actually buy the house, then refurbish it, and then flip it, right?
Yeah, we buy them as investments, and we go in and we redo them and we flip them. I mean, it's solely on us. We either win or we lose. It's really that simple.
Right, right. Any other guys in the group that are interested in the same type of thing?
Not even close. I try to talk to them about it, and they don't touch hammers or nails or saws or drills or anything of that nature. But, you know, hopefully if we get this thing on the road and we get a few more episodes out of this, I may try to bring those guys in and try to teach them a little something on camera and then that they can go home and do themselves.
Yeah, the old saying is success has many fathers and failures is an orphan. So when this thing takes off,
right,
you'll find out who your real
friends are.
You know, you got your start singing in church and playing the trumpet, and then you had private sight singing lessons with natural gift of great pitch. And you also sang a couple of songs in Italian and German. And really, when you were going to school, you kind of was class clown until you found music. Actually, your first love was playing sports, like pro football. You wanted to go and play football. How did that whole thing change, Nathan?
Well, my music teachers and my mom, they created a coup and they tricked me. And
they can do that.
I wanted to go, like you said, I wanted to go to high school and play football, and they kind of tricked me to go into this performing arts school. I didn't really want to go, and performing arts had no sports team, so I got bored. And in order to occupy my time, I created a group, and i.e. Boyz II Men is here.
And, of course, your success is so well known because the group is sensational. When you started it, were you concerned, because it's a group versus an individual act, that there was always the chance of a breakup? I mean, I think the only group I can only think of right now that hasn't had a breakup is the Rolling Stones, you know? But, I mean, were you concerned about that in the beginning? Because, obviously, you were the guy that founded. You're the eldest and the founding member of the group, so you had a lot at stake.
Yeah, I had a lot at stake, and I think I had a little bit, I hate to use the word power, I would say influence over my guys back then because of how the group was formed and what we were doing. And I will tell you this, that I never really thought about it that way until we started making some money. And, you know, our first album, the money started to look a little different compared to what got one guy wrote versus the other. And, you know, I give you a story. We did our first album. We got our first publishing checks from our business manager, and all of them were different. Our first album, no one really had a lot of songs for Boyz II Men to sing because our label didn't really know what to do with us. So most of the songs on the album were written by us. So I would say 85% of those songs are written by us, probably 75% me, and then the rest sprinkled out to the rest of the guys. And not because I started the group, just because I had the most songs ready to go. So when I saw that the way that money went around, I kind of felt bad because, you know, I didn't start a group for, you know, each individual to just have their own thing. I started a group for everyone to, you know, succeed and be successful as a group. So at that moment, I suggested to my guys that from this point on, I think that it'd be beneficial to all of us to just split everything four ways on everything that we do. So none of us will ever have to worry about money again. We just focus on making music and enjoying and creating. And I think over time, that decision in itself might have helped us push past a lot of the craziness early on in our career when we were young and didn't understand that would have forced us to break up.
I got to tell you something. That's admirable of you. It really is. Boy, that just doesn't happen in this business. You and I know that. That is sensational.
Yeah.
Congratulations on doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it just made sense. I mean, like I said, when you're young and you don't know, it's like, you know, the more you can take off your table and you can focus on the rest of the stuff, I think it's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. What a guy you are. Okay, now the show, Hit Properties with Nathan Morris, is going to be airing on HGTV Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and we'll run each Friday. Hey, Nathan, when you're down in the Orlando area, give me a holler. We'll break bread together. Congratulations with your success with the band and also with the new show. We'd love to have you back, my friend.
I appreciate it so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. It's Nathan Morris. He is the founding member of the great group Boyz II Men. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm excited of our next guest appearance on the show. He's a musician, songwriter, film composer. He has actually scored over 40 feature films, including such giants as Armageddon, Remember the Titans, Enemy of the State, Glory Road. He worked with the great Manfred Mann's Earth Band and was a guitarist in Yes. He's got a brand new CD out. That's the feature song on the CD called Rio. It is called Oklahoma. Joining us right now is Trevor Rabin. Hi, Trevor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, great to be with you. Thank you. I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Trevor, now, you are at a location that we have done our show many, many times, and that's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, on the shores of Lake Erie. It's a great town. It's a great facility. The new CD is released today. Why did you wait, though, so many years to do this? Because it's been, like, what, 34 years since your last solo album?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, and I want to kick myself now and then, but literally what happened, I left Yes around 94. I studied to do orchestration and conducting and arrangement and working with orchestra with this brilliant guy, Sir Walt Mooney, absolute inspiring teacher. I'm a terrible student, but he really sorted me out. So I wanted to get into film because I thought, what a great place to be doing orchestral music. And there's all kinds of other areas that delve into, obviously. So I started doing that. Things started going well. Before I knew it, I don't know, 13 Jerry Bruckheimer movies and many, many others. And I look back now and I look at the 30 years and I look back and, as you mentioned, Armageddon, I think my third movie, and it doesn't feel that long ago. It feels like yesterday, but here I am, 50-odd movies behind me and haven't done another solo album. And then I went on the road with John Anderson and Rick Wakeman and we had fun, which was very useful because I hadn't been singing much doing film scores at all. Getting on the road with them kind of strengthened up the old vocal muscle. And I was just really ready to do a solo album. So I said, kind of blacked out anything moving on with. I had 100% to not be bothered by anything else. It was so inspiring. I would go in every day. And
ladies and gentlemen, I got to explain this, okay, because this is very well done. And it's from this album, as I mentioned, Rio. The song Oklahoma, though, you actually started working on this a long time ago. And the incentive for it's inspired by the bombing in Oklahoma. And then you let it sit for a while and thought, well, this might be a good time to bring it back. But that's really what the song is about, is it not, Trevor?
It's 100% about the bombing. I mean, I just remember waking up on, I think it was the 19th of April, 1995,
right,
standing on the screen, and, you know, a little bit of backstory. I had spent a long time working really as hard as I can to legally become a citizen. And in fact, the night I became citizen, we were playing in Los Angeles, and I went and became a citizen, and that night I was doing my guitar solo, and Rick Wakeman, funniest guy on earth,
right,
came and draped an American flag around me. Really a very proud moment for me. I always looked upon becoming an American citizen as one of the most special moments. And then I sat down and watched this on TV and saw this federal building in Oklahoma decimated. Just couldn't believe it. You know, the amount of research that had gone into it, even knowing that the second floor was filled with daycare center and just blowing it up, made me feel sick. It just led to lyrics kind of coming into my head, and I knew that if I was was to do it within the next year or so, it would look very crass trying to gain revenue out of the most horrific events. I thought there's no way I'm doing it yet. But now I feel it's more a inspired by the whole event, but as a comment on it more than anything else.
Well, you know, Trevor, I think that's a great idea because a lot of times, you know, people do have that in the back of their mind that you're trying to capitalize on it. But what's even nicer about it is that you bring back the memory, because so many times time, as they say, heals all wounds, and that's a wound that should never heal. I mean, it should always be on the forefront. I understand that you played most of the instruments on this, too. I mean, you're an extremely talented individual.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, I've always very often been in bands, obviously, a situation, but doing my solo stuff, I've always kind of leaned to doing it. One album I did, which was called Wolf, Jack Bruce, a phenomenal bass player, obviously, and was on bass, and Simon Phillips was on drums. Manfred Mann played keyboards on a number of things, some great backing vocalists, and Ray Davis from the Kinks co-producers. So
wow.
I don't enjoy it one against the other. I think I enjoy it all as much. I mean, obviously, it's a lonelier place. You don't have anyone to bounce stuff off. It's really down to me, so that's a little lonelier.
Even designed the cover of the CD.
Now, that was a funny thing. It's a hobby of mine. My mother was an artist and a pianist, and she used to do beautiful oil. I started doing oil and acrylic. Just as a hobby, and I don't profess to be any great artist, but I love doing it, and I do. I can either do, you know, kind of impressionist stuff or landscapes. I also love doing abstract. I went from the oil, the acrylics, hey, this digital stuff, I don't have to get dirty and ruin the carpet.
Well, that's true.
I started doing most of it digitally, and now it's almost exclusively. Every now and then I get back to some oil and acrylic, but mostly it's digital now. And I had these things, and Thomas, the head of the record company, had been talking to me about it, and he said, I'd love to see some of the art. And so I just sent it to him, and he said, oh, this would work great as cover. And I said, well, I'm happy to use it. It's a great compliment that you think it's good enough to use. Happy to do it. But if in a week you feel differently and you want to fire the artist, I have no problem with that.
That's very humbling. Well, Trevor, I wish you a lot of luck. Stay safe up there, and I know that you're going to enjoy the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a great place. And the name of the new album is called Rio. The feature song that we've been playing is Oklahoma. Our guest has been one talented man, and that is Trevor Raymond. And Trevor, anytime you want to come back, let us know. We'd love to promote the CD more and more and more. You're a talented guy, and I'm so happy that you have joined us today. And don't be a stranger, okay, my friend?
Oh, thanks so much, man. It's great talking to you.
Nice talking with you, too. This gentleman is really knowledgeable when it comes to music. Trevor Raymond, formerly with Yes. And while with Yes, he was responsible for a lot of their hits, this being one of them.
You are the strength you take. You and you are not the only way. Shake yourself. Your every move you make. So the story goes.
Listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
A lot of my Republican friends, that's cost a lot of money raising the deficit. Guess what? We cut the deficit. It cut the deficit. $1 trillion. Last guy ballooned the deficit.
President Biden, fresh off the State of the Union, campaigning in Philadelphia Friday, taking on a similar tone to the one he delivers at the State of the Union speech Thursday night at the Capitol.
Folks, our freedoms really are in the ballot this November.
Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created. All the while, they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. We cannot take it any longer as a country.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is probably one of the only radio shows that you can go from a legendary rock group like Yes to a soprano opera star. Live nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Actually, what you are listening to is a voice from heaven. From my standpoint, there is no one better than this, and she is a four-time Grammy winner. She has received the U.S. National Medal of Arts Awards. Joining us right now is soprano opera singer Renee Fleming. Hi, Renee. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. What an introduction. You picked the perfect aria, too.
I love that. I was watching it this morning on YouTube. I'm a singer. I sing with a 15-piece orchestra, and we do, you know, pop music.
Great.
When I listen to you, I am just in awe of that voice. Just beautiful. I really mean that.
I'm so grateful to hear you say that. Thank you. Especially coming from a singer. And you know, and I love the music that you're talking about. It's just so iconic. Those great tunes, American Songbook, all of that.
When you love music, you love all kinds of music. And I was sitting in my office and somebody came in and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm listening to Renee Fleming. It's absolutely beautiful." Now, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, she is quite a lady. She has sung at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony, the Diamond Jubilee concert for Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham's Palace, and the first woman in 125-year history of the Metropolitan Opera to solo headline on an opening night, and the only classical artist ever to sing the Star-Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl. Then you have sung with the best, but how did you get involved? What was your influence? Because a voice like that, it's from heaven.
Well, I grew up in upstate New York and came from phenomenal public school music programs, K through 12, and that makes a huge difference. That's how we get some of our greatest stars in all of the arts. And my parents were music teachers as well, so I call myself an indentured servant. I'm still paying off the debt of having all that great education and background.
Well, it's nice to hear you say that about the schools, because I think, and I know that you are a proponent of this, that schools in music is so important. I always say everybody puts an emphasis on the football team and the basketball team, and not everybody can play those sports, but everybody loves music in some shape or form.
It's true, absolutely. And we're also working very hard to embed music and arts into our healthcare system, because scientists are finding that there are tremendous benefits to the therapeutic value of the arts, and especially music, because music impacts more of the brain than anything that we do.
That's right.
And this is one of the reasons why I wanted so much to bring opera to IMAX, because the opportunity to create a program that's accessible to so many more people who don't have to go anywhere and can experience both the beauty of Paris and a little bit of the greatest hits of French opera.
Well, let's talk about that. In select theaters now worldwide, starting this Sunday, is going to be a great presentation called Renee Fleming's Cities That Sing, Paris, the first time around, and Kelsey Grammer is going to moderate, and the members of the audience could actually ask questions. Now, how are they going to do this? Because this is a phenomenal accomplishment. This reminds me of Elvis Aloha from Hawaii. You know, this is a big deal.
Right, right. I know. It's a fabulous opportunity. Well, Kelsey, I don't know how technically they'll be able to do that live and then show the film as well, but this is the beauty of being with IMAX. They have ways of doing all kinds of interesting things. I mean, to be able to perform and be shot by a drone is something I certainly had never experienced before. And Paris, especially, we had access to places again that I've never been on the roof of a major opera house, and to be filmed there in this very precarious place to see the sunset after having just had wine in an old wine store and been to a vinyl record store and having in a cafe. I mean, you get the whole experience of what it's like to be in Paris along with these iconic performances.
And you talk about iconic performances. You have sung with Andrea Bocelli, Pavarotti, Elton John, Sting, Paul Simon, Josh Groban, Joan Baez. Are those people sometimes intimidated when they go up against Renee Fleming, who's got a perfect voice, perfect pitch, and sounds beautiful all the time?
Well, Mike, there's actually a film. It's funny you say that. There's a film on YouTube of me singing with Lou Reed, and the look on his face as he's looking at me is, you can tell he's just thinking, how does she do that? You know. So, and we became friends after that. And I have a very eclectic taste in music myself. So I'm always thrilled when I can meet people who are extremely successful in popular music in any genre, really any genre.
And of course, that orchestra that I saw this morning on the video that I saw, such a beautiful presentation. As you can tell, I am overwhelmed by your work. But I have to ask you kind of a personal question, okay? As a singer, mm-hmm. I can't get through a show without taking a sip of water or something. I watch you for an hour, and you never do that. How do you do it?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I started early on not having water on stage because I just thought I'll be that person who knocks it over. And so I have it off stage, you know, so I'm with you. I think it's important to stay hydrated and, you know, a couple of sips here and there is very good for the voice. But I also try to make sure I'm hydrated by the time I arrive at the theater. If you start then, it's a little late.
Yeah.
And water's the best thing. You know, that's really the way to go.
Yeah. How many hours a day do you practice?
I had a session yesterday that was 2 hours long, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all I need, and this is because I'm learning a lot of music right now. Mm-hmm. I have the hours at the Met coming up this fall, and I'm playing Pat Nixon and Nixon in China in Paris, and so this is new repertoire that I have to learn. It takes time, and it's fun. It's great for the brain. It's great for the body. Singing is good for you.
Oh, yes, it absolutely is.
You know that, too.
The reason I asked you about the practicing situation is because Doc Severinsen told me one time that if he doesn't practice for a day or so, he knows it. If he doesn't practice for 3 days or so, the audience knows it. But when it comes to the voice, that's a very finely tuned instrument, and that it's different than blowing into a trumpet because the trumpet's always going to work. But that voice box of yours may not if you overwork it.
Yeah, we can't put it in the case. You know, we have it with us all the time. So the most tiring thing for me is speaking over a loud environment.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at that. I've never really gotten a formula that works that enables me to do that. So it's hard to find a quiet restaurant.
Yeah, well, isn't that the case?
It is.
You're right about that. Talking is harder than singing. Tell us about this premiere staging of The Hours.
Oh, The Hours will be, it's a new production, so I haven't seen any of it yet. I start rehearsals in mid-October. It's so emotional and so beautiful. We did a concert, sort of a workshop of it. I think people are going to love it. And I'm playing Clarissa Vaughn, the character that Meryl Streep played in the film. So my running joke has been I always wanted to be Meryl Streep. And it's a bunch of star opera singers in this piece. I think audiences will really enjoy it.
Well, again, starting this Sunday in IMAX theaters worldwide, that's quite a venue, Renee Fleming is going to be performing Renee Fleming's Cities That Sing, Paris. And I understand that coming up is another series of that. Would you come back and join us again and talk about that? Because I'd love to have you back.
Thank you, Ron. I would love to. Great.
You are quite a lady. There's no doubt about it. And I urge everybody to select an IMAX theater near you and go see this, because it'll be a session that you will never forget. You will walk away very emotional at the lovely voice of Renee Fleming. Renee, it is great to have you. I think in the 33 years we've been doing this show, this is the first time we've had you on. You are always welcome here, and thank you for your beautiful voice and your beautiful talent.
Thank you, Ron. A pleasure speaking with you. Now I'm going to try and hear you sing.
Okay. Well, you can go on my website, and I think, you can go on Alexa. There's something on there that has one of my songs on it. So it's kind of a country tune, which I don't normally do, but it was written by a dear friend of mine who used to be the music director for Barry Manilow. And he wrote it and produced it in Australia. And it's called Both Ends Against the Middle. So that's the first time I've ever promoted my own record. So
there you go.
Thanks for that opening.
Thank you. All right. Take care.
Look forward to hearing from you soon. What a voice. The lovely Renee Fleming. When you listen to her sing, it brings tears to your eyes. Beautiful. This is the only show that we can have a rock and roll artist and a legendary soprano opera singer. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're back with our lifestyles portion of the show today, and every time you turn around, it's in the news everywhere you go, concerns about our economic conditions in this country, and we have a gentleman here that's going to set the record straight, a Wall Street best-selling author. He went in the show business for a while with season 14 of The Bachelorette and Dancing with the Stars. Our guest is Jason Tartik. Hi, Jason. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Boy, you're a man of many hats.
I have a wild resume. I'll tell you that much, Ron. on.
I guess one of the ways that you have found out to make money is to go into show business. It may not last a long time, but while it's there, it's a lot of fun and there is some money to be made. But let's talk about some of the goals that our audience is probably prone to having in their mind, but maybe not knowing how to dream for it. A lot of people will say, save for the future. And there is a segment, and a very large one out there, that are living paycheck to paycheck. If you are in the condition to save for the future, how do you do it and do it effectively? And if you're not in the position, how do you get yourself in that position?
Yeah, Ron, that is honestly a great, great question. I think one of the things is that we say, save for the future, spend less. But the problem is we don't put a strategy behind what we need to execute. But then I think about it, every day, you're using a strategy for something. I'll relate it back to myself. I'm strategic about simple things, like how many cups of coffee am I going to have? When am I going to go to bed? What am I going to set my alarm for? You know, last night I was strategic. Let's just have one glass of wine, not two. Got to be up early. So we take these strategies every day and deploy them to our everyday life. We have to do the same when it comes to money. When we take a strategic approach to saving, we are going to be in a better position to achieve that financial future. Now, there are a few things that I think when I think about strategy and savings. One, very basic, 101. The earlier we start, the better we will be off tomorrow. Time is a huge asset for us. Now, the second one completely contradicts number one, because I'm a big fan of, it's not like if you haven't done it, you can't do it. There's no better time to start than today if you didn't start yesterday, and it's never, never too late. And then I always like to leave someone with a basic tip, and some of these tips, it's just about executing, because whether it's a $1 or it's larger than that, doing some due diligence to think, how much can I take from a paycheck and deploy it towards making money on my money with a savings approach and strategy is what we need to do more of, but doing it consistently. Every time that paycheck comes in, stick to the dollar amount you gave. Maybe increase it paycheck over paycheck and start finding ways to make money on your money with that strategy.
I think a lot of the problems is we keep on reinventing the wheel. And by that I mean, I'm a car fanatic. So at a young age, because I had the wherewithal to do it, I had a nice job and everything else, I bought nice cars. And then I sold them. And today I look back on what they're worth and I could kick myself. Go to auctions and I see cars that are 35 years old and they got like 100 miles on it and they're bringing big money. But at the time, when you think about saving, you think you're young, you want to go on a trip, you want to buy a car, you want to do this, and you don't think about tomorrow because you're young.
Exactly. I mean, that's such a good point. Not thinking about tomorrow because you're young, but when you think about some of these material purchases, you unfortunately have to think about tomorrow because it takes time to save it. It takes time to be able to afford these things. And I love what you said, like not reinventing the wheel. I'm a big fan of the term copy genius. It's out there. When we talk about savings, how do we copy genius? Why don't we look at approaches that have been around for quite some time but are more advantageous now than ever? One recommendation I would give to someone who's looking to save for that car, looking to save for that house, looking to save for that big vacation is a CD. CDs have been around forever, but they're extremely relevant in the savings world today. And if you're not familiar with a CD, they're just certificates of deposit. And what you should know is that they're simple, they're safe, and they're straightforward. It's a vehicle that essentially allows you to deposit your money, and then you will get a fixed interest rate. So you know for the foreseeable future of the term that you select, that fixed interest rate will never, ever change. And there are so many things in this world, like you talked about, Ron, it's just the economy, change is constant, up, down volatility. The beauty of CDs is that they're consistent. You know what you're going to get, and it's safe. But one thing I'll give is just another tip. I always like to end with tips. It's saying that it's really important that you know the interest rate you're getting on a CD and you're getting a competitive one. And the recommendation I'd give with that tip is the Capital One 360 CD. That, to me, is the most competitive interest rate out there.
I'm glad you touched on that because when I was young, I had CDs, but they were yielding a big amount. And lately, those interest rates are diminishing. How do you get around that?
Ron, I think one thing to think about, too, is for a long time, CDs were comparative to interest rates, which were pretty low. But as we've seen interest rate hikes, we have seen the return on CDs go up significantly. annually. The other thing that's interesting, Ron, and this is subject to change, of course. Typically, if you think about the days of CDs with those high returns that you had referred to, is that the longer you had your CD, the higher interest rate. We're in a pretty cool environment right now. That 12-month and 18-month CDs are actually yielding a higher return than a 3-year CD, which is pretty cool. So I think one thing you got to think about with CDs is that there is no minimum balance. We talked about being youthful and saving for the future. People are like, I can't put that much money away. But even if it's $5, $5,000 or more, you can start with a CD. So there's no minimum balance, and that's one thing that you got to think about. And like you said, Ron, CDs were once upon a time only thought of as like a product for retirees and conservative investments, but that is changing, and they're a wise choice for really anyone that's looking to increase their savings in the big word, a reliable way.
It's a nice feature to have something that you don't have to put $5,000, $10,000 in. You can put a couple $100 in. What do you do when your CD term expires?
Right. So the first step you want to think about is customizable approaches because, Ron, our financial situations are different and customizable is big. So with that Capital One 360 CD count I talked to you about, you have options at maturity. And the options are as follows. You can take that money that you've been saving for the medium long-term purchase, like the old car, the boat, or the vacation. You can roll it into a savings account and put your earnings to work. That's an option. Another option is you can select a new term CD and roll it into a CD. And then, you know, sometimes like me, if you forget, the good news is you're good. It will just renew the same term that you already have.
Where can we go for more information?
What you'll do is you'll go to CapitalOne.com.
Okay, now I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this question.
Yeah.
But how'd you make out on The Bachelorette?
Yeah, well, I actually ended up coming in third. So I joke around. I say I got a bronze medal. Unfortunately, didn't find my forever for the show. But, you know, Ron, one of the cool things was is from it, I was able to gain a little bit of a social media following. It was cool that I could take things that I've done my whole life and bring that to a new platform. So if you said what was the best experience of The Bachelorette, I'd say it's things I get to do now, like talking to yourself.
And one of these days, you got to come back and talk about that because I am so interested in what happens to the people that come in second or third.
Well, Ron, you let me know. I'm back and we can talk. We have a whole different episode.
Because if you're not the first, you're lost. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I know. You're telling me.
Hey, Jason, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you having me, Ron. Thank you so much.
Our guest has been financial savings strategist, Wall Street bestselling author, investor, and a former contestant on The Bachelorette and Dancing with the Stars, Jason Tartick. And that wraps up our lifestyle segment of the show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include legendary talk show host, now retired, Maury Povich, the birthday boy himself, 82 years old, Chubby Checkers, Christina Negroni, and actress and author Roma Downing. Also want to thank from Boys to Men, Nathan Morris, formerly with Yes, Trevor Rabin, opera superstar Renee Fleming, and Jason Tartick. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world and on the radio station that you are listening to right now with Ron Segi today. And until then, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.